Welcome to Short Shifts, episode two of the week. Jeffrey J. Hulavecchio. Topher has no idea what I'm going to talk about here. Toph, I want to talk about the penalty kill forecheck.
Ooh, okay.
Penalty kill forecheck. I was a big penalty killer. You didn't penalty kill, right? Or did you?
I didn't in college. I did everywhere else.
Yeah, okay. All right. You're smart enough too, for sure. Definitely not as long of a stick. That could be a problem. But anyways.
That was I actually asked Schaaf that. He's like, yeah, you know,
stick
doesn't take up very much space.
I mean, honestly, like it is a factor, I'm sure. But I did tons of different forechecks on the penalty kill. You as a player, you as a coach, you as a hockey genius. What do you think are some of the more effective ones? You know, because like you got like the I formation where the two forwards are stacked kind of in an I, and then the two D are back kind of wherever they're playing and they're coming up. You got box, you got two guys swinging, you got one guy going hard, one guy lurking like an owl at the blue line. Like, it's so ridiculous. That's not a thing. I have no idea. What are some of your favorite forechecks and setups for the penalty kill?
Yeah, so I'm going to go about this a little bit more just to kind of paint the whole picture. I'm going to talk about it a little bit from a power play perspective. The hardest PK forechecks that I've ever had to play against were ones that denied the blue line with their life. They denied the blue line with it, like they weren't afraid to make an aggressive mistake at the blue line. And the ones that were a little bit more passive and kind of let you into the beginning of the blue line in the zone, like it's easy, man. It's really, really easy. So I've put a couple clips up on social media this past week on building a wall at the blue line. So for me, I think the hardest PK forechecks to get a clean entry on, I like to call it almost like a 3-1, where you have three players that are kind of back at the blue line that are holding the blue line with their life. And then you have that one player that's going to retrieve the puck because you know the other team is dumping it in because we're going to not let them enter on come hell or high water. Are you going to get beat every once in a while? Yeah, you are. But ultimately, at the end of the day, like I think that mentality is, from a power play perspective, was always the hardest to get in on a clean entry.
So what does that look like? I totally agree. When teams are good at the blue line, it was way harder to get the break in clean versus like having to get rid of it. And the goal is the power play is to get in the zone clean and set up as fast as you can or attack the net right away. Mm-hmm. You don't want to be dumping it unless you absolutely have to. So 100%. But what does that look like if you're in a 3-1 and the one is back closer to your net to retrieve it and try and bang it out quickly? What does that look like up ice? Like, how do you like to get that set up?
Honestly, you can get there in a whole host of different ways.
Are you having like, all three guys come up together and then back and the one guy stand back, or somebody kind of angling and then?
So sometimes it depends. Like if you're talking like higher level type stuff, you're looking at a pre-scout. Like what's the power play breakout going to be doing? Because it might be a little bit different if they bring all five guys back or if you know that they're going to have the drop pass, you know, where you got two guys back or one guy back. And now you kind of have to re-gap up with that. So I always liked, from a coaching perspective on the penalty kill, first of all, the first thing that you should do is disrupt up ice. So as youth coaches, you should always be teaching your players like get up ice and disrupt. And what I mean by that is everybody has their power play breakout. And if there's no pressure up ice, like at the beginning, then it's easy for them to come up together, come up with speed, kind of be in their whatever formation they're in. But if you have like an F1 that gets up to disrupt and kind of messes up their timing a little bit, that's an unbelievable skill to have as a penalty killer. So us coaches, we should be really preaching that. And then that person, after they get up and they come back, then F2 would probably come up and now become F1, and F2 will get back into their position, whether it's a 1-1-2, like you said, whether it's a box, whether it's a like a 3-1 or a diamond, whatever it may be. So like there's different ways. So I think first I want to talk about that, like get up and disrupt. I have a feeling that was something that you were really, really good at with your smarts and with your speed.
My goal is always to like try to get there so they couldn't get the net. you know, like that was always my, like, get up like F1 harder than I F1 on a 5-on-5. And then if I couldn't, like I've said on this podcast before, one of my weaknesses for sure, and I penalty killed a lot, was being a guy on like around the red line or blue line and trying to gap up and control the speed and then angling. And I would always try and like dive and hit guys kind of, and I missed a lot. And I got yelled at that. I got yelled at that for a lot. Cause I like, wasn't for whatever, you know, it's also something I didn't practice.
It's a learned skill.
I didn't but I'm thinking about it now too, man. And like, I never practiced that, like just that skill of gapping up to be on the penalty kill and coming back and timing my angle and where my stick was and things like that. I only practice it if I was practicing penalty kill. But since when I went to Europe, I was a power play guy. I didn't practice penalty kill. I would power play practice. And then in games, I would penalty kill and power play. You know what I mean? But that's a big skill you guys can definitely help your players work on.
Yeah, 100%. So whichever way you get there, like, I think the first thing to talk about is like, as F1, you have to be really good at angling. You have to be really good at angling and using your stick to force the PK into spots that they don't want to go. I think that's really important, because if you beat F1 with the first pass easily, and then you're coming up by like, it's an odd man rush. With less players, and it's harder to hold the blue when F1 gets beat like that, right? Like, that's a cardinal sin.
It's called getting butt clapped. You don't want to get your cheeks clapped together like that, because you're screwing your teammates behind you.
Yeah. And so, F1's got to do a good job angling. And then honestly, like, getting back into that kind of like, I build that wall at the blue line. Don't let them get in on an easy entry. Like, that's the thing, like, as a coach that really used to grind my gears, is when you play too passively on the PK and they just, you just let them inside the zone with no consternation.
Just tap it in. You say no consternation.
Yeah, I don't even know what the hell that even means. I've never used that word before.
it's a phenomenal sounding word. I don't know what it means, but
I don't either.
That's awesome.
I honestly don't know where that came from.
I thought I was constipated last night, but you know.
Oh, we are such idiots. I love it so much.
I had to take that shot.
Yeah, that's okay.
Shoot or shoot.
The other thing too is that, particularly with power plays that do the drop pass in the neutral zone, you know, those are tough. Those are tough because now you have to regap, but you have to understand, and you can do this in any, whether you're doing a box, whether you're through whatever, you have to understand who's taking the speed and who's taking the kick. That's a really, really big one, because typically you're going to have guys on both sides that are stationary, that are going to get the kick out, and then they're, you know, kind of chipping it into the person with the speed. So in your penalty kill plan, you have to understand which player is getting the speed and taking that, and which player is going to defend the kick.
Yeah, 100%. That's such a good point, because that's where you cross the wires. Two guys duplicate.
Two guys go do one job, then all of a sudden that leaves one, potentially even two players wide open. You know, and
duplication equals consternation. Times two. Let's go.
You're going to use it at least two more times. I don't know. I think we got like a minute and a half.
I got to Google it. Hey, Tri-City Storm. So I program all their off-ice training.
By the way, congrats, Anthony Noreen.
Congrats to Noreen. What a dude. What a guy, too. Awesome.
And coach, Miami University. Yeah. Unbelievable job. Worked there for a year, and he's going to kill it there. So
he's going to slay. But they got Tri-City. I was watching them play in Chicago like a month or two ago, and they got this kid named I think Trevor Connolly.
Yeah.
He was the one-man power play breakout. They would do that drop pass you're talking about. I was like, I feel so bad for these penalty killers. This kid, you had no idea what he was going to do, and he just did whatever he wanted. It was just the Connolly breakout, I think, is what they probably say. Hey, go do whatever you want.
Go, Trevor.
And just bam, 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 bam. So good, man. So good.
Yeah. So I think the biggest things, like, if we're going to boil it down, we got 30 seconds left. Like, try to disrupt and get them off their timing. Don't let them get in a rhythm to start. F1, don't get beat by the first pass. Make sure you're good with angling. Build that wall at the blue line. Don't make it an easy entry for them. I think that's a huge part of it, man. And that's going back to my power play days. Like, really, you know, try and make it tough, make them dump it in. And so also want to thank in the community, some people that are hanging out with us right now, live, Brianne, Dan, Andy, and Sunshine.
Sunshine, is that grandpa?
And Cole. No, it's not. But appreciate you guys, and time's up. Share the show.
Share the show.